I don't know how. I don't know how people are going to be clicking on long term. Yeah, that's the certain point about just listening and engaged. So, right, also, it's just like it's pretty intense. It's like, this,
Yeah.
I
Okay.
think it's comfortable with a little bit.
No, we didn't go as long as it goes. We never really did it. Okay. So we shelled on Akasha yesterday. We shelled on Akasha yesterday. So Akasha was that he's all busy saying that Mokum Ha'idun Hazeh Be'emes, the Mokum Ha'idun Ha'tainu Hazeh Be'emes is Olam HaBa. And then he says, oh, by the way, it's just to stack of oy vador tira ki ashlim samit you rak at vekus bo yishbara guma shama davar mel va nikir as lokim litzer. So he's talking about this world. So I thought you told me it's about next world, not about this world. That was our kasha. So one answer is what we said, which is that there's an aspect of Tainug that you can experience in this world. And the aspect of Tainug is Shleim, is Dveikus in Hashem. And that is an aspect of Tainug that you can experience in this world. And Adrabba, you have to experience in this world in order to get in the next world. He brings here, Rabbi Kalman Shomu, brings a really different shot. That what he's talking about here is not what he talked about earlier. It's two separate things. There's one is what's the idun amiti? What's the pleasure? The pleasure is ruchnius take a pleasure in the next world. There's another thing is shlemus. Shlemus is not tainug. It's two different things. In order to get shlemus, you have to do it in this world. And shlemus is dveikus in Hashem in this world, but it doesn't do with the tainug that he was talking about. It's two separate things. And therefore, in order to achieve shlemus, you also have to do mitzvahs. So the purpose of mitzvahs is to achieve oinig and olam haba. Another thing is that in order to do your mission in this world, which is shlemus, you also have to do mitzvahs. So mitzvahs are really accomplishing two things. Mitzvahs are accomplishing. Oh, you found your I
safer?
did, yeah. Okay.
So mitzvahs.
I'm not that old, but yeah, of course. It's fine. I give up like
Mitzvahs.
corn going
Don't
to
status.
like a
So
coffee.
mitzvahs accomplish two things. Mitzvahs accomplish two things. Mitzvahs accomplish two things. They accomplish one is the Idun. The Idun and Olam HaBa is only going to be accomplished and reached through mitzvahs. And also, a person has a mission in this world. What if you had to touch up, what is a person's mission in this world? So the mission in this world is achieve shlemus.
But it's
Pretty
pretty
broad.
broad than what we said before.
No, that's his point. What he's saying before is that's why man was created in general. Was to achieve Idun and Olam HaBa. And the only way to do that is with mitzvahs. But there's another thing. Another thing is that a person also has to perfect themselves. That's what achieving shlemus means. Achieving shlemus means a person is meant to perfect themselves, use their fullest potential. That's what I like to call it.
You don't get, I'm saying you don't get that tanug by being, when you do mitzvahs, you do shleim, you get blameless, and that's how you get, because it's
Every
not.
mitzvah brings you tainug. Besides that, mitzvahs also make you a shalim. A person could not reach shleimus and he'll still get idun and olam haba because he still did mitzvahs. So shleimus is a goal independently. Shleimus is a lifelong mission, and the only way to achieve shleimus in this world is through mitzvahs. Now.
Okay, now the emphasis is that even Ramatzir also says similar to what I said yesterday, which is that in order to really appreciate, in order to appreciate Olam Haba, you need to experience that shlemus in this world. Roish yam rishon yi shtad vi yol knoisa ben shi shtad al dav vi zbar ok mach mais mit shtodos mit zeinen vehem hem a mitzvos. So shlemus is dveikus. This is interesting. Shlemus in this world is when a person can be dav ken Hashem. The way to be dav ken Hashem is through mitzvos. Let's explain that a little bit. What does it mean shlemus is dveikus? So I think that the concept is that there's a great line from Gershon Rubner. He said once, someone asked him, what's Das Torah? How do you get Das Torah? Like, how much do you need to learn that your Das should be called Das Torah? You know, he asked Rav Shach HaShadu, which you vote for, Ruach HaKodesh, no. So how did Rav Shach get this, right? You have to learn. Is there like a formula for this? You gotta learn 20 hours a day for 80 years and then you got it? What? So he said, how do you get Das Torah? So he said, a great part. Said, Das Torah is a lot more about what you don't know than what about you do know. In other words, if a person never once saw a commercial on television, right, and he never opened a magazine in his life, and all he did was learn, so then naturally, a person's seichel is clean. A person's seichel is ruchni, right? And nothing else came and ruined it. So, as he said, there's a lot more. Because he was saying, how come there's certain rabbi and rabbanim that could be bigger at talmidei chachamim and no more than our gedolim, and yet we don't follow what they have to say. The Torah tells you what to say. Yeah, but those people don't mind knowing a lot more about the secular world. So that blocks it. Let's see what he said. So today, Bishmark, he said that Moshe Feinstein said this far. So I asked him, Moshe, how does he know that he's right? So he said, because I'm almost 100 years old and never looked into a secular book in my life. He didn't say because he learned Shas a bunch of times. So he also said because he learned in Russian when it was like negative 100, but whatever. But like anyway, so this is a very similar idea to what he's saying over here. Shlemus dveikus means that we have a guf and a neshama. What blocks our dveikus and Hashem? The neshama is davka Hashem because the neshama is a chelek elokam. So a person, a neshama is davka in Hashem. So what makes us not have dveikus? What makes us not have dveikus is only as much as we're connected to our guf. That's to us a little bit, right? So our goal is to make our shlemus is that our guf. I'm just going to say it more simple for this purpose is that the goal is, if you want to say it like that, it's to perfect our guf. That our guf should only be a kli also for dveikus and shouldn't get in the way of our neshama feeling being double. So our shlemus is that we're using every part of our existence to bring out our neshama side, the tefillah to our neshama side. Now we're mashing ourselves that everything with the goal to the neshama side, so that we can sense a sense of dveikus and Hashem. So it's pashut that shlemus is dveikus. So shlemus means a person's shalem, means that they're utilizing every part of their guf, every part of their existence for avodas Hashem, so their guf doesn't block.
So being close in the spiritual world, it's not distance, it's how similar you are to that concept.
Right.
So the person, it's
As pure ruchni, so then they will be davuk in the ruchnistic concepts.
similar to Hashem, so it will
Right.
be that.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why the singular most important accomplishment is Dveikus. That's what he's saying. Now, we have to figure out how this stems with Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says that Torah is korva to Hashem, and it's not the soul is not Dveikus in terms of mitzvahs. It's a different type of Dveikus than Hashem through Torah. So we have to think about if the Dveikus through Torah, why is he focusing on Dveikus through Torah, and Mr. Sharm here focuses on Dveikus through mitzvahs? I'm not sure if there's a difference there. Okay. One more small paragraph. Hine, Shmoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Samoy La HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'adam B'makim, Sherabim Boy HaMarchikim, exactly what you said. So now a person is put in the middle where taiva, which is the tzaragashmi of the person, takes them away from their potential shlemus. He's therefore put into a tremendous battle. Every situation, every single situation in the world is an assignment. I don't know what the Hemshchik is here. I was thinking about this. Look it over. But it is interesting to note what he says here. He says, every single situation in the world is an assignment, is a challenge. Whether you're wealthy, it's well, your wealth is a challenge. Will you get distracted from your wealth? Is it going to give you gaiva? Are you going to spend your money properly? Are you going to get into bad stuff? Whatever. And the other way is poverty is its own challenge. Are you going to become despondent? Are you going to give up? Are you going to have questions on Hashem? Are you going to, right? So, how a person responds to every matzav in life is a challenge. So, I heard a kasha once from Rabbi Moshe. So, he says, if this is true, so every single day, minute of every single day, a person's in a challenge, no matter what. A person's in an assignment. So what does it mean that Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyonos? We have 10 Nisyonos a minute. I'm in assignment. If we should come tonight, later, I'm in assignment. We should wake up in the morning. So what does it mean Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyonos? That was his kasha. And this is from Miss Yosef Sharon. He said,
Why does that have to be a question only based on what Sharma was saying? Everybody would agree that for many of us, the challenge to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a winter.
This is Lashon. He uses that Lashon.
No, but I'm saying, without getting into the Sharma, everybody would agree that
But
every
you have to
day we
understand
record
what is the dekut of the ten
dozens
Nisyonos.
of challenges.
Right. What does that mean? She said that most people, their challenges are within their level. It's on your level. Yeah? You don't have a challenge right now whether you're going to sleep all day because you wake up at some point. It's not what you're, you know. You don't have a challenge either to wake up at 4 in the morning because you're not thinking to do that. Even though Rabbi Asher woke up at 2, so it's probably a challenge for them. We don't have that challenge because we're not. Right? So most challenges that we have are within your level. Right? I don't know if you have 10 Nisyonos, like the purpose of the Nisyonos were beyond his level to get him to the next level. The Nekuda wasn't, I have to test you if within your level you have a constant struggle. No. Be'etzem, right now, I'm bringing you through this challenge to a new level that you don't have till now. That's 10 opportunities in life to go up one step at a time to another level that build up the person. That within each level, a person has many, many challenges. But there's certain key moments in life where a person is faced with a challenge, and if they overcome that challenge, I'm a different person. And people will say, this thing, that situation, that tikkun for my life, that made me who I am. That's not every day. That's not every minute of every day. That's unique opportunities in life. That's the 10 sins of our life. And here he's talking about the day-to-day challenges that are within the person's life.
Definitely.
I think that's good.